Not kosher. The books we weren't supposed to read. What do the satanic verses by Salman Rushdie, Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell and Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence all have in common? While the selection may seem random, all of these books have been at the centre of censorship scandals. Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, caused immediate controversy. Its publication in 1988 sparked violence throughout the world. In the novel, Rushdie depicts the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims all over the world were extremely offended. In fact, Rushdie received numerous death threats, and the Indian author claims that every 14th of February, he receives a sort of Valentine's Day card from Iran as an annual reminder of their vow to kill him. Gone with the Wind is a different case altogether. Margaret Mitchell wrote the book in 1936, but it was not banned until much later. There was even a film of the same name released in 1939. However, because of the racial slurs, some high schools in some states banned the book in 1978. The school systems in California thought the language was offensive to African Americans. D.H. Lawrence's work was not even printed in the UK until nearly 30 years after its publication. Originally published in Florence in 1928, the book finally came out in the UK in 1960. Lady Chatterley's Lover caused a huge scandal with its explicit sexual descriptions as well as its profanity. The romantic relationship between social classes, a working-class male and an upper-class female, caused additional controversy. Every year, the American Library Association releases a list of the most challenged books. Some people believe that censoring or banning books deprives the world of literature. Others say that literature should be approved before being sold. This topic of discussion is almost as scandalous as the books that make the list.